welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen. And wow, you're a scary guy.
Suck your blood.
Joseph, for those who are not watching on Periscope, is dressed up in a very scary Dracula type of uniform.
And strangely, someone just joined Periscope named Vladimir.
Oh, that is strange.
That's a stereotype.
Yeah, that is. I know. I'm sorry, everyone.
Okay, and this music is?
From Halloween.
Which one?
Well, all the Halloween.
The original.
Michael Myers.
Okay,
yeah,
Michael Myers.
He did that movie before he did Austin Powers.
No, that's the wrong Michael Myers.
Oh, gosh, Dave.
I even know that. Are you
even
kidding me?
Dave knows that.
Yes,
I'm surprised.
But let's welcome, and we're just so honored to have such a great actress joining us right now from Superman, Lenny, What Women Want, a host of TV shows, and now the newly released film just yesterday in Phoenix, Silver Skies. Let's welcome Valerie Perrine. Valerie, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I am great. Thank you so much for calling in. I got to tell you, I've been a big fan of yours forever. Man, you've had such a great career in so many movies, nominated for Academy Awards and a host of awards. As you look back on your career, you must be really proud.
I am.
That is really cool.
Well, you know, we started out our show today because it's our Halloween themed show, and you were in a really scary film to me that came out back in I think 1972, Slaughterhouse 5.
Oh yeah,
the Kurt Vonnegut show, and you guys won all kinds of awards for that, right?
Right.
Well, I'm having a feeling that Silver Skies has picked up a bunch of awards as well. How did you feel going into this as an actress who has such a broad spectrum of experience being on a film that has so many well-known actors?
Well, it was a challenge, and it was
Oh, okay. So it's sort of a challenge to, with all the great actors that perform with you. But I thought you did a magnificent job, though.
Well, it was good writing and good directing.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we saw this up in Sedona 2 years ago, actually. Rosemary Rodriguez, we met her, the writer-director. Phenomenal film. The words I use, by the way, with Silver Skies that is out here in Phoenix now, Shea 14, and I think Superstition Springs Harkins. This is a powerful film. To me, it was painfully beautiful, though. I mean, the challenge of growing old, there's Alzheimer's, there's elder abuse in there. Did you feel, when you picked this film, or they picked you and you decided to do it, it was a good message to give to society?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it really is a great message. So much of that is really going on. You know, it seems, Valerie, that in society today, people honor and really, the youth of America, or I guess the world. And the older generation sort of gets left behind. And is that how you feel, too?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it's sort of sad, right? I mean, when that happens. And
well, I think at least here in the United States, I think in other cultures they honor their elders and they see them for all that they've done and all that they still can do. I mean, my dad's 92 and they're still taking road trips, you know. And I see that, and but then other people will say, oh, you're old when you hit your 60s or your 70s. And yet we've got, I mean, the majority of the actors in this film are in their, 60s or 70s, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, they're all, and I think, sadly, I think Alex Rocco, I think he passed away last year. And, of course, he was your love interest in this movie. Played such a sweet, sweet man, I thought. You know, really generous, really kind. How was it to work with George Hamilton?
Oh, I've known George for years.
Yeah, because you've worked with a lot of great actors over the years. Quite amazing. Is there one in particular that stands out in your mind, looking back, who you worked with that you really enjoyed?
Dustin Hoffman.
From Lenny, right?
Yeah.
What a talent he is and has been for... I remember Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate. That was the first movie I saw him in. Phenomenal movie. You probably remember The Graduate, right? Oh, Valerie's still there?
Yeah.
It was a tremendous, tremendous movie. But this Silver Sky movie, phenomenal. Such, you know, like you said, Tricia, great actors in this movie. George Hamilton, of course, Valerie Perrine, who we're speaking to right now, Barbara Bain, Jack McGee played a great role, Alex Rocco, Mariette Hartley, Jack Betts, and Howard Hessman. What an all-star cast that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, phenomenal. So,
well, and we should tell our listeners a little bit about the premise of this film.
Yeah.
Like where, how it, what it's based upon, so that they have an idea of what they're going to see.
Yeah, and I mean, pretty much, Valerie, as you know, I mean, it was sort of an unofficial retirement home. It was an apartment in Sherman Oaks, and there's a lot of retired people that live there. And as it so happens, often in America, and especially California, apartment or real estate prices go up. So they decided to sell the building and convert it to condominiums, which were going for about $550,000. None of most of the people could not afford that. And that's...
And they were only given, I think, like 2 months, right?
No, 30 days.
30 days, 1 month.
30 days to decide.
In order to be able to buy or get out, right?
So was that, I mean, when you did this movie, was it sort of heartbreaking for you knowing this could be a reality for some?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that does happen quite a bit. And, you know, it's very challenging for people. So, you know, the baby boomers will love this. I'm hoping the younger generation will have the compassion to see this because we're all headed that way. And it's a reality. It's truly, truly a reality. What was, I mean, you had quite a big part in this movie. And your role pretty much... you still knew you were flirting very well still in this movie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you.
Well, I'm sorry. You look at Valerie's eyes.
Well, you're. Yeah.
And even as a female, I'm attracted to her. She's
gorgeous.
Your
eyes are great.
No, seriously, she is so beautiful that you know. I mean, you even look at her. You know, in this film.
Oh,
and
you are
she's
beautiful.
Just beautiful. You just have that beauty that emanates from inside as well as the outside.
Of course, you have the platinum blonde hair, sparkling blue eyes. That's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Voluptuous figure, breathless voice. I mean, you're beautiful in this film, and you look so much younger.
Sounds
than...
like you're pretty good at flirting too, Dave.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How am I doing, Valerie?
Actually, he's enamored.
You're doing well.
But anyway, you had a really, really good part with the whole cast, especially Alex. Was that sad, to you personally, when Alex passed away?
Yes.
Yeah, that was about a year ago, and now the film's getting released. I really hope it does well. And what message would you like people to receive from this film?
That we don't necessarily have to throw away the people we love just because they're old.
Yeah, well said. I mean, that totally agree. I don't know why society, you know, other societies like in Japan and so on, they sort of honor their elders. I don't think so out here.
Well, I think sometimes it's out of fear. I think people are afraid to really spend a lot of time seeing people who are older because, like you said, we have such an obsession with youth that you know, nobody wants to admit that anybody's going to get older. But what I found very interesting, and I see this, you know, with my own parents and in my own life, and that is that there is so much not only to learn from our elders, but also, for me, I think we don't realize that when people get older, sometimes they don't want to interfere with their children's lives or whatever, because one of the couples in Silver Skies, they're like, oh, we don't want to bother our son with this. Right. We're going to deal with this on our own, you know? And I have an aunt who I can't even get to go out with me to lunch or dinner. And half the time when I go to her town and I want to, you know, hang out with her, she's like, oh, I don't want you to see me like this, because she was so, you know, such a beautiful woman in her youth. And now she doesn't feel that she's that beautiful. And it just amazes me. And I really think that when you see this show, that you can see that, I mean, your character, Valerie, was you know, a love interest. I mean, there's dating. People are dating. People are you know, in long-term relationships. Some people aren't. And just there's different personalities. Just because someone gets a little bit up in age doesn't mean that their personality changes. They still have very interesting and exciting lives.
Yes, it's a groundbreaking film.
I think it is too. And God, you've had so many great films. How was it working with Mel Gibson, by the way, in What Women Want?
Oh, it was fun.
Yeah, I bet he sounds like sort of a fun guy. And but a tremendous film. We want to encourage.
Well, I was just talking about waxing to Joseph.
Enunciate,
when
Dave.
Joseph pulled off the tape off of his mouth. Remember, I said, has he ever been waxed? And I flashed back to when he tries to wax his legs
on What Women
in
Want.
What Women Want. That was a hilarious.
Well, Valerie, we're really excited for you. We hope everyone gets out there and see the movie Silver Skies.
Superstition Springs, right?
Yeah, I believe it is. And Shea 14. So get out there. And it's definitely, it's one of my favorite films of all time, actually. It has such a great message. Like I said, it was painfully beautiful. Valerie Perrine, thank you so much for joining us. We've been big fans of yours forever, and we just hope much success for this film.
Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
And thank you for making such a powerful film yet again. We appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Valerie.
Thank you.
All right, and that's Valerie Perrine, great actress, beauty. She is a true beauty, and obviously inside and out.
Calm down, Dave.
Yes.
Calm down, because we're hands.
No,
back to the Greg days. Hands, Dave.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you go. Okay,
they're
on the table.
Good.
And
Greg would make another comment about the table.
Yes.
Well, I won't say. But
that's
anyway.
Okay.
That film is so powerful on so many levels. It talks about the greed with the economic aspect of it. It talks about elder abuse. It talks about relationships. It talks about dementia, Alzheimer's, friendships, deep friendships. I mean, it touches
everything.
On so many, many powerful topics in such a succinct way. It just all ties in together, and you don't want the film to end. And
no.
And you are guessing. It has twists and turns as well. It's amazing. I just really, really, really love this film.
Yeah, very, very fine film. And
I'm glad that it
go
got
see
released.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. Joseph
go
J.
See it.
You
yeah.
need
Silver
to see
Skies.
This.
And of course, 31.
Yeah.
Two good movies out this weekend. Of course, 31 opened last weekend, but it's still out there.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah. So, Dave, what will you be doing on Halloween night?
Halloween. What will I be doing?
You don't know yet. You got to plan
these
things.
I think I'm going to get Jeff Daniels Phillips over to the house.
Yeah.
So they could have a little time together.
They meaning.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're very. That's very generous of you.
Yeah, it is. And then I'll go to Sweden.
Okay. I didn't offer.
There's a lot of people in Sweden.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Including Sebastian.
Well, he's not there anymore.
Okay. He's here. Well, we want to wish everyone a very happy and safe Halloween weekend. Of course, I know there's a lot of parties out there tonight. Do not drink and drive. Please
do not
drink and drive.
That's
and
what Lyft is for. That's
yes,
what Uber's
Uber.
For.
Uber.
That's
what your friends
are
for.
That's what your friends, yes, your
that's
designated
what friends
drivers.
Are for.
Let's sing that one in harmony.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
just
of course,
key first.
Yeah.
And keep your kids safe this Halloween as well. And just avoid the clowns, I guess.
The creepy clowns?
Well, yeah, the creepy ones.
You think they'll
most
be
clowns are creepy.
States. What?
They're, oh.
Most clowns are
they
creepy.
They are?
Most of them are.
So you think there'll be creepy clowns around?
Oh, well, yeah.
There'll probably, that's the scary part, is that there'll probably be kids dressed as creepy clowns.
Yeah, yeah. So it's scary. It's,
well,
it, it
any
is
clown above 4'11",
what is
I'm
the
not
world,
opening the door.
What is the world coming to?
I know, I agree. I'm not sure.
And one, keep safe, go in a bunker and cry. That's someone on Periscope says. There's that, that's their advice. And of course, one of my favorite horror movies of all time, Dave,
is... yes, it's called Rob Zombie.
If I'm cutting off my arm or my leg.
Saw.
Saw, yes.
Oh, that
Saw.
Is?
Check out Saw. There's a new Saw in the works.
Is it Saw 4 or 5? What are we up to now?
We're like up to 19, Saw right? Infinity. Saw 8, actually.
Saw 8? Okay, yeah. My
Saw
goodness.
8.
Yes. And,
we have only a, got...
What?
20 seconds.
Have a fabulous
Halloween,
Halloween weekend,
from
everybody.
Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. This is Dave signing off with Joseph J., Trisha, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen. We'll see you next week.